This is MSO, NewsSports.com. Bill Newell here with Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott High School. Bob, I don't know what you did in practice last week. I don't know what you said before the game last Saturday morning, or last Saturday afternoon, but I would do it again if I were you this week. That was a great performance.
Well, as I listened to the interview from our captain, Sean Larizzi, is what we did is reps, reps, and more reps. And we polished everything up, and we executed, and, you know, our quarterback spread the ball around, our defense tackled, and everyone did their job. Nobody went off on any tangents on their own. They did their job in both sides of the ball and special teams. So all three of the phases of the game, we made very minimal mistakes.
Bob, I know that we can get to the defense in just a moment, but that was sensational too in a way. But let me just talk about the offense with you, because you guys came out clicking. Colin Frary was hitting his receivers perfectly. Sean Larizzi coming down with the great catches and so on. But the spacing, the pace, everything was just, it couldn't have been better. It didn't seem like.
Well, it's kind of funny, and you don't see it until you watch the films, really, or maybe you've seen it a lot better upstairs. But, you know, every pass was right on key. Some of the guys, and A.J. Venuti right down the sideline, made a one-handed catch to make a first down. Larizzi was all over the place, and, you know, Colin Frary was putting it on the money to each receiver. We had another receiver that stepped up last week, Diamond Clark, that made a huge catch. And, you know, for me, the biggest thing, being the O-line coach all the years in the past, is Diamond Clark made like a 26-yard catch. But the best job that Diamond Clark did is the blocking downfield on Frary's run to the 1 yard line. He held a block for probably about 5 seconds, and that's a long time for a receiver to hold a block, and everybody chipped in.
Yeah, well, I think that was like a 49-yard run, I believe, something like that, with him being stopped right at the 1 yard line, and you gave him the ball to put it into the end zone.
I had to, and I was blown away but laughing that somebody would ever get tackled on the 1 yard line. And that was the first thing I said to him when he came off the field. How did you get tackled on the 1 yard line? But you know something? He'll learn, because he's a lefty. He switched the ball to his left hand, and he was running down the right side of the field. You know, you never switch the ball. Just run.
Yeah. Well, let me pick up on maybe two other things. You mentioned the defense, and clearly to do what they did against the classical team last week, they really had to be tough. I mean, it wasn't fancy, but tell us what you guys did defensively and who was doing it.
Well, each kid had a job and each kid had a gap, and they played their gap responsibilities. And what I seen during the week, you know, the tackling that Coach Bush and Coach Burgos was doing, and the line coaches, Coach Beckett and Coach Tobias, I said, these guys haven't tackled this way in freaking 4 weeks right now. And guess what? It showed. I mean, they really, really tackled through people. The week before, we were tackling, we were diving at people's ankles. And now, all of a sudden, we're tackling through people. And everyone chipped in.
Well, finally, Bob, Gloucester. So here's a different kind of team, but maybe similar in some ways to classical. But how are you looking at this game Friday?
Well, we take one game at a time. And we just game plan against Gloucester. English and classical is in our rearview mirror. It's our record 0-0 going into that game. Every game, somebody said to me, I showed up at the high school, hey, coach, this is the biggest game of the year, you know, coming into Gloucester. And I told them, every practice is the biggest practice of the year, and every game is the biggest game every year, you know, every week.
All right, Coach, anything else to share with us, heading into this week's game, the biggest game of the year so far, Coach?
Yes. I hope that everybody comes out. We had a great, great, great following, great crowd here on Saturday, and I'd love to see everybody out there, both sides of the ball. And you know something, Coach Zarelli and his staff are great coaches. I love to go up there and play against them. And I love to play against them here. I mean, He's a good friend of mine, and, you know, it should be a good battle.
All right, Bob, good talking with you, and good luck Friday.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yep. Bob Serino, head football coach at Swampscott, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.